Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Remove that. Because whenever they say one and only son, anybody in English, a fifth grader, would tell you that that's talking about only one, not others. That's what I'm saying there.
In context, talking about Jesus only, not about the creation.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Different from the creation.
Exactly. All of this is talking about Jesus, and that is the very important point of this, is the attack that they use to remove Jesus as God himself. And these are slight changes that we're pointing out that show that, yeah, it may be close, but it loses that definition that is very clear in the King James, is what I'm saying. So yeah, it could be the same, but it is losing the ability to teach people what God has intended. And this is the problem that you get with translations. When they try to make things better, it gets worse. You ever heard this saying, if it ain't broke, don't? They're trying to fix it, and they're making themselves look bad. Even in this scripture, when you give the Greek lesson there, even in their Bible, 1 John 3:2 kind of coincides there. Let's keep going, because that begotten one is huge. If we don't understand that begotten is different from the only son, we pray that the Lord, you know, open our eyes there. But here's one of the biggest ones that I want to teach you here. This one's huge, and I hope Fred helps me out on this one. So Fred, I'm glad you're here tonight. I want you to look at these new translations actually make Jesus Christ Lucifer. Take a look at this scripture. Isaiah 14, verse 12. Isaiah 14, verse 12. These next two are the big ones, and we'll be done. Isaiah 14, verse 12. They make Lucifer and Jesus Christ the same. Here's what the King James says. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? The King James is clear. Joseph, Lucifer, it's given names. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which dost weaken the nations? Here's what NIV says. It says, how ye have fallen from heaven, morning star. That's huge. Son of the dawn, ye have cast down to the earth, you have once laid low the nations. The ESV says, O day star. Now, all right, you know, so King James says, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Now look at Revelations 22:16. Revelations 22:16. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things. Listen to this. In the churches, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So who, I ask you the question, who is the bright and morning star? Well, according to NIV, how have thou fallen from heaven, O morning star? Now, are you telling me Jesus fell from heaven? Absolutely not. And the ESV.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.